Hi, this is Julie Hoffman, Associate Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. Today, I'm here with Lisa Broom, who is the Wells Fargo Professor of Banking Law and the Director of the Center of Banking and Finance at the University of North Carolina School of Law. Lisa heads up the UNC's Director Diversity Initiative, and she's been very active in the last several years researching diversity at the corporate board level. So, Lisa, let's get right to it. My first question for you is, why do you think that solving board diversity problems hasn't progressed much this past decade?
Well, Julie, there are several reasons that I would offer. There may be others, but first, boards have tended to be smaller in size than previously, so there are fewer board opportunities. Second, there's very little board turnover. As you know, although most companies annually elect their directors, I'll put elect in quotation marks in that the slate is almost always elected. It's a self-perpetuating body. Retirement ages, to the extent that they exist on boards, have been moving up from 70 to 72 to even higher, and very few people are stepping down. The tenure of directors is probably lengthening. Maybe the third reason I would give is that when openings do occur, the board opening often gets populated by a person known to the current board members. And if the current board members are primarily white males, then oftentimes I think their set of acquaintances are also white males, and they will suggest people that they have had in their social circles. If the board does cast its net wider in seeking to fill a board vacancy, often the nominating committee will define the qualifications for the new board member in a way that may perhaps unintentionally discriminate against women or minorities. For instance, if they say we would like to have a CEO or a former CEO, there are really, as you know, not many women or minorities who have held these positions. If they say we want someone with public company board experience, again, that sounds like a objective criteria. We want somebody who knows how boards interact and work. But we're talking about this issue precisely because there are not very many women and minorities that have public company board experience. So those criteria can sometimes narrow the funnel quite a lot and disadvantage women and minorities who are seeking board positions. And then the final reason that I would give is that perhaps there's a sense on some boards that there's not a problem. We've got a woman, we've got a minority member, we've got a diverse board, without fully appreciating that the effect of diversity might be felt only if you go beyond token diverse representation on the board to more fully embrace diversity with multiple diverse board members.
Have you found that there are certain types of companies that seem to have the most diversity problems?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was looking recently at data that was just published by Catalyst, which was a census of females on Fortune 500 boards. This data was just released December 10th of 2013. And they had two charts that were of interest: boards with 25% or more women directors, and of those 500 companies, 91 fell within that category, and then a chart of Fortune 500 companies with zero women directors, and there were unfortunately 50 Fortune 500 companies still in that category. So each of those charts classified the companies by industry, and of all the industries included, manufacturing durables, there were 10 companies in that industry segment that had no female directors, and that was the most of any of the industry classifications. Now, countering that, there were 12 companies in that same industry classification that were on the other chart with 25% or more female directors. The second largest industry classification with no female directors was wholesale trade, with six companies in that classification having no female directors. And again, in contrast, there were three companies that were on the other list having 25% or more female directors. So it's hard to generalize, but there are areas, I think, perhaps in manufacturing, perhaps in wholesale trade, where women directors, and I'm not sure about the data on the minorities broken down by industry, have been less successful.
What is the Director Diversity Initiative?
The Director Diversity Initiative is a effort that we began here at the University of North Carolina Law School 10 years ago in 2003, and its mission is to encourage the boards of directors of publicly traded companies to increase their gender, racial, and ethnic diversity. And there are really five components of what we're trying to do. First, on our website, we have a clearinghouse of information about programs that are focused on director diversity, other organizations that also have this as a mission, and we also collect articles that you can link to in an in-the-media section about corporate board diversity. You can find our website merely by Googling Director Diversity Initiative, and we are the first thing that pops up. Second, we have developed a database of potential diverse directors. Oftentimes, we have heard by companies and corporate leaders that we are interested in increasing the diversity on our board, but we just can't find anybody who meets our qualifications. So I invite your listeners to spread the word about our database, both for folks who might want to register on it as a potential board member, and also for companies that might be interested in having that resource available to them. Now, I'm the only one who can search the database, but if you posted your resume on the database and then filled out the database questions about your industry expertise and functional expertise, and then I got a request from a company looking for a corporate board member and ran it based on the expertise or experience that they were looking for, and your name popped up, then I would pass your resume on to that company. So that has been a very valuable tool for us, and I'll describe a little bit later how we've used that. And again, I would encourage your listeners to take advantage of that database. Our third prong is an educational one. We have an annual one-day program called Broadening Corporate Board Diversity, Earning a Board Seat. The next iteration of that program will be May 28, 2014 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We're accepting applications now, and it's a one-day program for potential diverse board members to learn more about corporate board service, to hear from current corporate board members about what they're looking for when they are seeking to nominate new directors. And it's a great networking opportunity, and really I would even encourage people early in their careers to attend this program as a way of understanding what's the trajectory that I need to be on to potentially position myself for corporate board service later in my career. So education is an important component of what we do. That program, as well as speaking to other groups, informal meetings with potential board members, and talking with them about things that they may want to do to make themselves more attractive candidates. Fourth thing that we do is every 3 years we conduct a census of the board diversity of the 50 largest public companies that are headquartered in our state, North Carolina. Our last survey was as of September 30th, 2012, and of those 50 largest public companies headquartered in North Carolina, unfortunately only 12% of the board members were female and 7% were minorities. Just to kind of put that in perspective, the Catalyst survey that I mentioned earlier had in the Fortune 500 16.9% female board directors, and an Alliance for Board Diversity survey from 2012 had minority board members at 13.3% in the Fortune 500. So 12% women and 7% minorities lags that, certainly. And then the fifth thing, the final thing that we do, is something you referred to earlier, and that is we are involved in academic research on board diversity. I have worked with two colleagues, also law professors, in interviewing over 50 corporate board members about how diversity affects how the corporate board performs and how the corporate board operates and how the company performs. In our surveys, we learned from the respondents that there was almost universal support of board diversity, but interestingly, many of the respondents had trouble articulating examples of different outcomes for the company because of a diverse board. Areas where we did hear that there had been an effect was really primarily in the area of employee relations. For instance, a diverse board might signal opportunity or equality, might aid in recruitment, retention, and promotion of diverse employees. Women board members sometimes reported that they thought they empathized more with the employees of the company and helped the company better navigate employee relations because of that. And diverse boards seem to report that they are generally more attentive to diversity in senior management ranks. So that's our multifaceted approach that we're trying to work on through the Director Diversity Initiative.
Have you experienced any positive results as the result of your initiative?
Well, we have on our website a button called Successes, and there are a number of people listed there who have been to one of our programs, registered on our database, gotten a referral through our database, who have been successfully placed on corporate boards. One woman, for instance, began on a state banking commission, then was appointed to a community bank board. Then subsequently, that community bank was purchased by a much larger regional bank, and she went on that regional bank board. She now also serves on the board of AARP, a very significant nonprofit. We have other folks up there with similar stories as well, and we're about to announce a woman who has been will be appointed to a major North Carolina-based public commission. So we do have some success stories, and I hope to be adding more every day. Within the last 18 months or so, we have had requests for names from our database from a number of different organizations, including the North Carolina Public Commission that was looking for a woman director, nonprofit companies in North Carolina that were looking to diversify their boards, an advisory board for an entity administrating a nationwide settlement program, a utility in the Northeast, a professional membership association in Charlotte. So we have gotten a fair amount of interest in our diverse database and had some successes in placing people out of that, but obviously there is much room for improvement, and we would be delighted if any of your listeners wanted to learn more about registering on the database or getting names from the database for searches that they are involved in.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. This has been great.
My pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.